This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. Thank you for listening to AFR, and we'll be here for the next 25 minutes, imparting knowledge, wisdom, learning, all sorts of other stuff that we impart.
We do some serious imparting.
Don't
here.
We, though?
We do.
JJ's going to be out on the road, isn't he?
Yeah, where are you? We try to
keep up with you. Where in the world is JJ Jasper? Yeah.
A lot of, even though the July the 4th is Wednesday, a lot of communities are having rallies and freedom festivals and fireworks this weekend.
Good.
And I'm going to be speaking at Thrasher Baptist Church, Boonville, Mississippi, Freedom Celebration Service this Sunday. And then I'll be speaking Sunday morning, and then at their 6 o'clock evening service, they're going to have their Freedom Fest with the big outdoor thing.
Oh, all right, good. So, yeah, are you speaking at that, too, at night, or are you just going to be there?
Not going to be there at night, but okay. But I'll be speaking Sunday morning, Thrasher Baptist Church, Boonville, Mississippi.
Now, that's near where you landed your airplane on the highway, right?
Well, I try to forget that, but that's right. That's in that vicinity. So
emergency landing.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
No, it was.
People think I'm kidding.
He was serious, too.
I was serious,
too. How long ago was that now?
You know, I'm not sure. What, 4 or 5 years, maybe?
Maybe not that long.
3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah. Ran out of gas or something, didn't you?
Well, the giant rubber band broke is what happened. I'm no airplane mechanic, but that's what they told me.
Now, hey, that part's a joke, but you did land it on.
I did.
Praise the Lord.
Engine failed and had to land on the highway, and I don't recommend that.
No.
Although, here's the deal. Airports are overrated. You don't need no stinking airport. All you need is a good straight stretch of highway.
Without a bridge.
On that bus, they sure got a show.
The guy behind me, he's the one that's got the real nerves when I swooped over in front of his car. Hey, we've got a family in studio. I want to say hi to the Pierce family. Can you guys give us a big loud hey? They're halfway between Fort Smith and Little Rock.
Where so they're sure from, was Pierce? That's where they said Harris.
On the way to the beach or coming back from the beach? On the way? Where y'all going?
Must be Pierce.
Miramar Beach. Oh, yeah. We stay there. Destin area? Okay.
Oh, I'm looking really at Mr. Nice. Pierce there, and I'm just embarrassed to say I've got a beard. Because Mr. Pierce has got sure enough beard.
Serious beard. Yeah. I'll tell him that was a good-looking Duck Dynasty starter kit that he's got there. Yeah, thank you, folks, for listening. And everybody's always welcome to stop in and see our campus.
Yeah, you're on your way somewhere, and you're going to be near Tupelo, Mississippi. Come see us here at American Family Radio. We'd love to have you. We're here Monday through Friday.
And while you're in Tupelo, Mississippi, Elvis Presley was born here, his birthplace, and we've got the largest automobile museum east of the Mississippi. So a couple things to check out.
Take in, absolutely. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's get back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we're back to the phones. Now, I'm a little confused. I'm going back and forth making gestures with Brent. So what do I do now for this?
Jordan in Kentucky is on the guest line.
Yes.
I was letting you know that. He dropped earlier, but he called in. We had to get him back on the guest line.
All right. You're going to press that because I don't see it, right?
Correct.
All right. Jordan, welcome back, brother. We're sorry you lost or got dropped or what have you, but we got you back. Appreciate you being patient with us.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
All right. Jordan, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I'm going to do both. The first one I wanted to answer was already answered, so I'm going to go with the mascot question, playing the piano. I'm going to say that was true.
Oh, right, here's the question. In 1985, after a bad call from the umpire, 83-year-old organist Wilbur Snap played Three Blind Mice at a Phillies game. The umpire pointed up at Mr. Snap and ejected him from the game. Is that true or false, Jonathan?
I'm going to say that's true.
It's 100% true.
Oh, wow.
In fact, Willard Scott mentioned it. And Paul Harvey talked about it on his syndicated radio program. And for years, people wanted his autograph because that was so bizarre. Now, it was a minor league game, Philadelphia Phillies minor league game.
Yeah.
But can you imagine the ump turning around, pointing up to the guy playing
now,
the
was organ? Was he joking around? I mean, he can't throw the organist out.
No, he did throw him out. He ejected
he
him
threw
from
him out.
He threw him out. He ejected
he
him from the game.
He had to leave the game?
I think the ump is like a king or a dictator.
Wow. Pilot on a
That's
plane.
Right.
Like a pilot on a plane. Yeah. Or nowadays
passenger.
A steward. Or a flight attendant.
Yeah, but
they
that was
pretty much.
I bet it hasn't happened before or since. But yeah, can you imagine the organist getting and good sense of humor? I'm amazed at the umpire with all those noises,
yeah,
and all that focus. How he's able to pick up? I hear the organ playing. Hey, wait a minute!
Yeah.
I recognize that tune.
Why I
get out of here?
All right, Jordan, what's your question for us?
Okay, we're coming up on the 4th of July, America's birthday. I am a combat veteran, and I've had a question I've wanted to ask you guys for years. I've tried to get in, and all military units have a patch on their shoulder. The 101st Airborne Division, that's the division I was in, on that patch, there's an eagle. Now, the question is, what is the name of that eagle? It has a name.
So you're not like talking like the Screaming Eagles. You're saying the eagle actually has
the
a name?
Has a name, and there's history behind it. I'll give you that information after you answer the question or guess.
Well, I have no idea. You guys have any idea?
No guess.
Jordan, you've just flat out stumped us. By the way, thank you for your service to our country.
Yes.
What's the answer to this question?
The eagle's name was Old Abe, and Old Abe was an actual eagle. In the Civil War, they would carry him around on a standard, and he was stuffed and put into the Army Museum, is what my understanding is, and that patch was adopted by the 101st Airborne. Old Abe is the eagle.
Wow, that is a great mm-hmm. question and some good mm-hmm. trivia.
And for years, when people try to offer him a cracker, he would say, "No, I'm stuffed."
Right.
He'd say, "No, I'm stuffed."
No, I'm stuffed.
Oh man,
that's right.
Thanks, but no thanks.
They had after Old Abe died, they actually got another eagle and put him in his place, and they called him Young Abe.
Young Abe.
Yeah.
Do you give crackers to eagles, or was that just parrots?
No, it's just Polly.
I think it's parrots.
Polly and his friends. Yeah,
I would think an eagle might be insulted by that, and
by a cracker.
An might lose a finger.
That's right. All right, Jonathan. Thanks.
No, it's Jordan.
Jordan.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, mm-hmm. Grez, great question.
We need to repeat our questions.
Yeah, I think that would be
appropriate.
Here's the two that I have. Here are the two that I have remaining. What is the New York City mayor's residence called? Pretty famous name for the New York City mayor's residence. And then here's a true-false question. Carrots can be used as one of the ingredients in dynamite. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got with the 4th of July upcoming. Multiple choice. How many founding fathers signed both the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution? Was it 2? 4, or 6? And then I'll add one. What are the 4 C's used to evaluate the value and quality of a diamond? What are the 4 C's, you know, the letter C, that used to evaluate the value and the quality of a diamond?
Cash is one of them, isn't it?
Cash is, well, all right, 5 C's, and we'll add one.
All right, Tim, what do you got left?
Number one, there are more chickens in the world than people. Is that true or false? There are more chickens in the world than people. True or false? Number two, a Bible question. Luke wrote a gospel and the book of Acts, and both were addressed to the same man. What was his name? And number three, what's the dumbest, and they're not proud of this, but what's the dumbest domesticated animal?
I can't wait to hear the answer to this.
I'm curious.
Dumbest domesticated animal.
Domesticated, that's the key.
Yeah. Dumbest, as opposed to wild, I guess. Dumbest domesticated animal. Anyway, all right, go ahead.
We go back to the phones. We go back to we go to Arkansas. Jonathan is on the line. Jonathan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Morning, guys.
Good morning to you. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Jonathan?
Like to do both.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
The chicken one.
All right. There are more chickens in the world than people. True or false, Jonathan?
That is true.
That is
that
true.
That is true. Nicely done.
How did you know that?
My daughter told me to guess, say chickens.
Yeah.
Good
According
guess.
To the information I have here, there are 19 billion chickens on Earth. You know, that would vary on any time when yes. KFC's open, Chick-fil-A. But anyway, there are 19 billion chickens on Earth, and there are just over 7 billion human beings. You know, there's no way to verify this. You know what I'm saying? You're just going to have to take my word for it.
That's right.
Unless you want to start counting.
No, those census people are getting very nosy. And so you can just look when the next census comes out, and they'll have the answer right
there.
How
many children?
Hey, I'm a spotter.
How many chickens?
I'm a spotter of trends. And this is something that the millennials, this is coming back around. In my opinion, people are starting to raise chickens more. Both of my brother-in-laws have a little chicken coop, and they are just fascinated with having some chickens. And they kind of cut down on your the bugs, the ticks, and
right.
fleas and things. And you get fresh eggs that are better for you.
We have some chickens. I love the fresh eggs.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
You guys have chickens?
We have chickens.
With all
we have,
those dogs?
Well, they're fenced in the backyard.
Oh, okay.
But I just like watching them. They're right. just
that's
the funniest
they,
things to,
that's
to
what
watch.
That's what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And see,
I'm just
our,
a city boy.
Our grandparents, great-grandparents, you know, that was common. But then nobody's really done that for a while. It's coming back around because these guys are 300 miles apart, and they both got chickens, and they just have so much fun.
Yeah,
and it's good for you.
Yep. All right, Jonathan, what's your question for us?
All right, it's multiple choice. What is America's best-selling honey bun? Little Debbie, Hostess, or Dolly Madison?
Wow.
Great question.
I'm going to go with Hostess on this one.
You're going to go with Hostess?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. Now, Dolly Madison, that was advertised for a long time on the Peanuts cartoons, remember?
Here's the deal. One thing to help Dolly Madison was they give you a free flag for every honeycomb that you get. So you had a chance to let your red, white, and blue show and be patriotic. Said, hey, man, I'm hungry for a honey bun. Well, you can get a free flag, too, and hang it out during the 4th of July.
Dolly Madison.
Memorial Day.
Yeah, Dolly Madison. So that was a real plus for their sales, but yeah. I don't know if they still do that or not.
I'm going to go with Dolly Madison. You've got Hostess.
What'd you say?
He went with Hostess.
And what was the third choice?
Little Debbie.
I'm going to go with Little Debbie.
All right, we each got a different answer, Jonathan. One of us has got to be right.
Well, the correct answer is Little Debbie.
Little Debbie. Wow.
Sells more.
Little Debbie, yeah.
Huh. Came in with a guess.
Yeah, little Debbie kept eating, though. She was going to be Big Debbie one day, though. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. All right, Jonathan, thanks, you, brother.
Buddy.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Is that politically incorrect?
Yes.
What I just did?
Yes.
Huh?
Okay. Now, the second question is, do we care? No.
I don't think you do.
I don't.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
Back to the phones we go. Illinois. Ryan is on the line. Ryan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, professors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello right
Hi,
back at you, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, where are you listening in Illinois?
Mount Vernon, Illinois.
Okay.
Good
yeah.
area.
Yeah,
Good
southern
area.
Illinois there. Answer, ask, or both?
Both.
All right, which one you want to answer?
The Declaration of Independence and Constitution question.
Well, yes, sir.
A hard one.
Here's the, yeah. Multiple choice. How many founding fathers signed both the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution? Was it 2, 4, or 6, Ryan?
I'm going to go with 6.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
And here's who they nicely done. There were 6, Benjamin Franklin, George Clymer, Robert Morris, George Reed, Roger Sherman, and James Wilson. So I'm only familiar with a couple of those guys.
Little Debbie didn't sign
Little
it?
Debbie was not in the room at the time.
Okay.
Yeah, signed both of those, so that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Hey, great job
great
there.
Job, man. Ryan, what's your question for us?
It's a baseball question. So Major League Baseball players who get inducted to the Hall of Fame, do they get to choose the hat that's on their bust? Is that true or false?
Oh, you mean like if they've played for several teams?
Yeah.
Which one they get to
choose? I think that's true.
I would say true, but boy, they're – yeah. I bet you they have a little trouble when they decide about what number, because everybody has their favorite number, and you can't have this number. It was retired. Huh. But I'll say on the cap, I'm going to say yes.
Well, I'm going to go with you, feller. I'm with you, fellers. I'll go with yes.
I'm just guessing.
Ryan?
It might be who, what team you played with the most years. They might have to go with that. I'm going to say yes.
All right. We're going with yes, Ryan. Are we right?
That is false.
So you can, they can't choose?
The, no, they don't get to choose.
How's it determined?
The last team they played with. I believe the writers get to choose that vote.
You know, that would probably be the fairest way to do it. I mean, because
– the writers who vote them in?
Yeah, well, the reason is you can have a person who plays with a club for 10 years, for example, and then they have a falling out. And he plays for one, or plays with another club for 1 or 2 years, but his great years were with the.
Oh, I see.
You know, I've seen that happen before.
And then left up to him, he's going to go with this franchise he was just with 1 year.
So, yeah.
So the answer is that the player does not get to choose what hat is on his bust at the Hall of Fame.
And the writers.
That
do
is
it.
True. Yeah.
All right.
That is a great question.
That's a great
Ryan.
Baseball Excellent. Question. Hey, Ryan, I'm going to be in Decatur, Illinois this fall speaking at a pregnancy center annual fundraiser. I don't know how far you are from Decatur, but you're invited if you're nearby.
Hey, I don't leave the house much, but I may show up for that.
Yeah. Hey, look.
Well, you won't be sorry. No, JJ does a great job.
I've got other friends here in the witness protection program. Don't feel bad about not leaving the house much, Ryan. You need to stay safe, and that's the reason they gave you a different last name and put you in an obscure neighborhood.
I'm just glad you guys didn't ask for my last name.
All right, Ryan. Hey, thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend, brother.
So I had just moved to Mississippi, and I went to open a bank account, and the lady looked like she could have been a librarian. She had the little things coming from her glasses, the little chains,
chain.
And she was very, very prim and proper. So she was asking all the necessary information, and then when she asked for what I think maybe my Social Security number. I gave her the number, and I said, now that's subject to change. I said, I'm in the witness protection plan, and they give me a different number every 6 months. And she stopped dead in her tracks, lost a little color out of her face, and just sat there for 1 minute. I said, I'm just kidding. And she kind of fell over a little bit and said, oh, I thought, why are you putting me in danger?
I'm just a bank teller.
I'm just a bank teller.
I used to be a librarian.
I just want to go home at 4:30.
They stopped when they made me try to carry nitroglycerin. So she thought her life was in danger.
Oh, man.
That's
all good. Right, back to the phones.
All right, we go back to Indiana, and Brian is on the phone. Brian, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
How you doing, Brian?
Good.
What part of the great state of Indiana do you live in?
In Burnettsville.
Okay, wonderful. Well, listen, thanks for calling. Ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Which one you want to answer?
The carrot one.
The carrot one?
Okay, here is the question. Carrots can be used as one of the ingredients in dynamite. Is that true or false, Brian?
False.
That is false.
False.
But here's something you might not know. Peanuts can be used. Peanut oil can be processed to produce glycerol, which can be used to make nitroglycerin, an explosive liquid used in dynamite. However, this is rarely done anymore. They have synthetics. But I was going to use the peanut thing, and I thought, well, everyone always is going to assume that when you have a true-false question, the answer is true. So I switched it with carrots. Brian saw right through my
little
ploy.
Nicely done. Nicely done, Brian.
So, Brian, good job on that. What's your question for us?
Which battle did General Edward Braddock die in?
Which battle did Edward Braddock, this is during the Revolutionary War?
Yeah.
Okay.
Braddock.
Braddock.
Was that Yorktown?
I just don't remember. I just remember the name. Well, we could go with Yorktown, I guess.
Or New York. We don't know, Brian.
Seems like it was in the Battle of a Fort.
Somewhere in North America.
Yeah. Anyway, you stumped us. Brian, what's the answer?
Mongolia.
Mongolia.
Maybe it wasn't North America.
I thought I had covered with that one.
Is that a battle?
That was the Mexican versus the Mongolians war.
Mexican standoff?
1789. Look at it.
You talking about Mongahela? The Battle of Mongahela or Mongolia?
Mongahela was an automobile. I had one of those. Horrible gas mileage, but for a hoopty, it was okay.
We could get a lot of friends
in there.
So was it Mongahela or Mongolia?
Mongahela.
Oh, Mongahela. Okay. All right.
That's a pretty big difference.
You had us going there, Brian,
with your Mongolia thing.
You did have us going, Brian.
Our brains went woo.
Mongolia. Wow. The British sure got around, man. I didn't know they got around like that. But anyway, Brian, hey, it is a great question, and I'm glad you're interested in history. Whoever you got there.
Your lifeline.
Your lifeline.
Your mom's doing a great job.
Good job,
well.
Brian, okay?
Yeah, I don't.
All right, have a great weekend.
You know, let me correct myself, because I'm not sure if the Mexicans and the Mongolians had a war.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Okay, well, I just remember somewhere back there.
The Mongolians
and the Mexicans got into it over something. I forgot. It was one of those islands out
People
there.
Are always
I think it was Bermuda.
Into...
They were fighting over Bermuda.
People are always getting into something over something.
Yeah, you know.
All right, I remember the troops were always in the shape of a triangle, and that confused everybody.
Triangle?
Yeah.
The Mongols?
No,
Mongolians?
Bermuda.
Bermuda.
Oh, yeah.
Bermuda Triangle.
All right, we need to give answers to our questions.
All right. You know, we had, I'll tell you what, Cindy, can you get Edith's phone number? Edith was a first-time caller. She waited a long time to get on. And Edith, we're going to try to get your information.
Get you on first next week.
Sometimes folks get on, it's the first time, and hate to let them just sink back into oblivion there. So we'll try to get her
in
the
first next week. There's no life in that.
No. All right, the only one I had left was, what was the New York City Mayor's residence called? Do you guys know? Gracie Mansion.
Really?
Gracie Mansion, yep.
What you got, JJ?
Here's what I've got. What are the four C's used to evaluate the value and quality of a diamond? You know, guys, what is it?
Well, cut is one of them.
That's one.
What clarity.
Else? Clarity, two.
Cash.
Not cash. Right. You're missing a real obvious one. Carat.
Carat.
Mm-hmm. It is carat, cut, clarity, and color.
Color, okay.
Four C's.
Good.
Is that it?
That's it for me.
Luke wrote a gospel and the book of Acts, and both were addressed to the same man. What was his name?
Is it Theophilus?
Theophilus.
Theophilus was his name. Oh?
Isn't that where Superman was from, too?
What's the dumbest domesticated animal?
Donkey? I don't know.
A turkey.
Turkey. Domesticated.
Turkey hunters tell me that they're smart.
That's what I thought,
but domesticated, I was thinking pet. So that dude won't go out and get your slippers.
Well, that would be a wild turkey.
Bring the paper in.
Wild turkey would be
smart. That would be a wild turkey, wouldn't it? Domesticated animal.
So that's where you get some resistance. You try to bring it on a plane.
You got problems.
It'll keep the kid behind you occupied as that head goes up and down.
Sunday morning, I'm speaking, Thrasher Baptist Church in Boonville, Mississippi. You're invited.
JJJasper.com to find out where else he's going.
Have a great weekend, everybody.